Good morning. Yesterday we saw the view of the Gra that when somebody is giving another a bracha, be it a Rav giving his Talmid a bracha, be it a parent giving a child a bracha, or anyone else, with the psukim of the Birkas Kohanim, Yivrach Hashem V'yishmerecha, the Gra was of the view that it is prohibited to put two hands on the head of the person receiving the bracha. Rather, it's required to put just one hand because the pasuk tells us, this is how the Kohanim give a bracha, but not anyone else. And accordingly, there's a isr aseh for anyone else to effectively duchen, even not in the context of tefillin. It could be even for Kohanim, not in the context of tefillah, would be problematic. But today, we're going to see the alternative side. What can we rely on? Indeed, for those who have the minog to put two hands on the head of the recipient of the bracha. So we're going to start with an extended shuva of Rav Avadya Yosef in his Yechaved Das. And he was, in fact, posed the same questions that we're discussing here. How about a son receiving a bracha from a father, a Talmid from his Rebbe, or anyone else? And he says as follows, Baror Shein Shum Yisrael Yisrael Levarach Espino. Clearly, there's no prohibition of a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, to give a bracha to his son or to a Talmid, putting both hands on his head, no problem at all. Why? There's no nesias kapayim here, he says. The person giving the bracha has no kavana to be mekayim, the birkas kohanim. It's not his intent whatsoever. And Rav Avadya Yosef asks on the Gra, how is it possible that you have to be makbid to put only one hand on the head of the person receiving the bracha and not two hands? And he brings this from the Sefer Pachad Yitzhak as follows. Ra'isi medaktiking, I saw people who are strict, shalalavarach talmideim, they are strict to not give brachas to their students with two hands on their heads. The Omrim, and they bring the rationale, and this is going to be new for us. V'omrim sh'osim chen, Kadesh lo lekasher midas hachesed in midas hadin. The reason why is they don't want to attach the midas hachesed, which is represented by the right hand doing chesed, together with the left hand, which represents judgment, the mida of din. So they want to separate the hands and use only one hand accordingly. They only use the right hand because that represents chesed. However, the Pachad Yitzchak says what he does, and this is fascinating. Vani nahagdi levarech es mi shenaso isha b'shtei adayim ba'ado v'ad beiso. My minhag, says the Pachad Yitzchak, my minhag is when I give a bracha to somebody who is married, I put two hands on his head, one for him and one for his household, his wife, his children. But when I give a bracha to someone who's not married, I put on one hand. But if it's a bachur who's learning Torah, then I put on two hands. In other words, a bachur, he's single, but he's learning Torah, I put on two hands because the Torah assists him in place of his wife until he gets married. So that is the Pachad Yitzchak. And in fact, the Yechaved Das continues, and he brings the Yaivitz. The Yaivitz says, "Sheyesh lahakbi levarach b'shtei adayim." You actually should be careful, be strict to say, give the bracha with two hands, not one hand. And the Yaivitz said, in the name of his father, that's what his father used to do. The Chacham Tzvi used to give a bracha to the Yaivitz with two hands. Now, continuing various other sources in this, Rabbi Chaim Palagi in his Sefer Nefesh Kol Chai brings the name of the Chemdas Yami, who wrote, the hakbi levarach biad achas dafka. Indeed, you should only give the bracha with one hand. It should be your right hand. And then he brings the Yaivis, who says you should actually do two hands. Then he concludes as follows, that you don't have to be a maki. You don't have to be so strict about this. One hand, two hands. But then he continues as follows. It's actually preferable to put two hands on the head of the person receiving the bracha and to give a bracha based on that with two hands because it adds on to the bracha. Two hands are better than one. However, if you do one hand, that's sufficient as well. But here we have the view of Rav Chaim Palagi. Two hands, better than one. And then the Yechaved Das. The Yechaved Das brings all of this. And then he concludes as follows. We have views that say, do two hands. We have views that say, do one hand. Choose whatever you want to do. If a father or mother want to give the bracha to their children, if a Rav wants to give a bracha to his Talmidim, if wants to give to other people brachas, they can do it with one hand or they can do it with two hands. That is the conclusion of Rav Avadya Yosef in his Yechaved Das. The Tshuvas Ber Moshe, the Dembritzin, also discusses this issue. And he brings initially the Yaivitz. The Yaivitz saying that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to put on two hands. And in fact, the people who believe it's one hand, they are chasrei das. They are uneducated to think you only need one hand. Now, in fact, the Baron Moshe says, obviously, the Yaivitz didn't know that it was the Gro himself, that it was of the view that you should use one hand and not two. Otherwise, obviously, he would not have said that. But in any case, the Baron Moshe continues and says something fascinating. It says, even according to the Shitas that say that there is no problem using two hands, even according to them, the Hagos Beis Baruch on the Chai Adam says that still, nonetheless, it's preferable when giving a bracha with two hands that you should have negative intent. You should specifically intend as follows, that when I am giving this bracha, I am not doing the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. This is not Birkas Kohanim, and accordingly, even according to all shitas, that should not be a problem, but certainly according to the shitas that say you can do it, they would agree. They would agree that it's preferable to have this negative intent that you are not doing the Birkas Kohanim. Just to add off on one more interesting view, the Sefer Yosef Ometz says that there is a concept al pi Kabbalah when you're giving the bracha not only with both hands, but all 10 fingers. That's al pi Kabbalah, to have all 10 fingers on the head of the person receiving the bracha. And he says, V'od shamevarach rak biyado achas, and if somebody gives a bracha with only one hand, he is stingy when it comes to having guests. That's what one hand represents, stinginess, as opposed to two hands that represents non-stinginess, that represents somebody who is more magnanimous in how they give, more generous. And he brings an interesting raya, an interesting proof from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi explains as follows in Parshas Pinchas, that when Moshe Rabbeinu put his smicha, put his hands on Yeshua's head, he put on both hands and he filled him with chokhmah, with a generous eye. So that is what's learned from Moshe Rabbeinu giving smich to Yeshua, that he filled him with a lot of chokhmah, a lot of intelligence and wiseness. And Moshe Rabbeinu did it in a very generous way, which is signified by the two hands, not by the one hand. Have a wonderful day.